Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to discuss with you today are dinim in Simin Shin Ayin Hey regarding Haskalas Avelos. Although I mentioned that we might not have shir tomorrow, as it looks now, that din tar that had scheduled for tomorrow is going to be cancelled. I think we will have shir tomorrow, which is always good because more Torah is better than less Torah. Agreed? Shine. Now, one of the most complicated dinim in Hilchos Avelos is the din of Gadol Habayis, which appears here in Shin Ayin Hei Se'if Beis. So we'll try to learn this din, and then I'll tell a few stories, which I hope will illustrate some of the principles. One of these stories I've never said before in the shir, because it just happened this year. Okay. Misha Dakon L'Shloach HaMeis L'Medina Acharis L'Kavro Se'if Beis. If they are sending the mace to a different country to bury him, and by the way, Medina means ear. In halacha, no, like the word Medina in Megillas Esther, it doesn't necessarily mean country, it means city. So they send the mace to a different Medina to bury, and you don't know when the mace will be buried. So, me'es she'yachzeru p'neihem mil'olavos, maschil libamos shiv'a u'shloshim, maschil lehis abel. Basically, what happens is that those who turn around and decide that they are not going to the Kavura, they begin Avelos right away, and those who go with the Nifter to bury him are maschil the Avelos Misha Yikaver, from the burial. If the Gadol Habayis goes with them, so Af Elo Shebekan Ein Monim Ela Misha Yikaver. If the Gadol Habayis goes to do the Kavura, so even those who remain at home begin their Avelos Mishi Yikaber. Now, what that would mean is as follows, right? The common scenario that we have, let's say, is they send a mace for Kavura in Eretz Yisrael. So some of the family stays back in the state. Some of the family goes to Eretz Yisrael. So according to Shin Ayin Hei Se'if Beis, if the Gadol Habayis, and we'll have to define that term, if the Gadol Habayis goes to the Kavura, so those who remain in the States don't begin a minyan of Avelos until the Kavura. However, if the Gadol Habayis remains back, so then those who turn around will begin their Avelos right away. And those who go with the Kavura will not begin their Avelos until the Kavura. That is the din that it appears in Shulchan Aruch. And then the Mechaber tells me, and he quotes a Ritz Geyos, that Gadol Habayis is, right, actually the term over here is Gadol HaMishpacha, not Gadol Habayis. That itself might be worth noting. But Gadol HaMishpacha is the one who is supporting the home financially. Now, a few points to note over here. First of all, this din is only true when they send a mace to a different country to bury him. And some of the Rishonim are mechalek between a makom karov and a makom rachok with this din. We'll try to focus on that a little bit more in a few minutes. Gadol Habayis. Again, if the Gadol Habayis, let's say, goes in our scenario far away to do the Kavura, so those who stay behind don't begin their Avelos until the Kavura. The Mechaber does not quote the other case, which would be when the Gadol Habayis stays behind. No? The Shach and Ois Beis notes that the Mechaber could have quoted a case also of the Gadol Habayis staying behind, but that does not apply. That does not appear in the Mechaber. And says the Shach, what that means is that we only nem on the halach of Gadol Habayis lechumra, not lekula. The din of Gadol Habayis is only lechumra, that we won't start Avelos until later. We'll keep Avelos longer. We don't say it lekula. We don't say Gadol Habayis lehakel, that if the Gadol Habayis stays behind, so then those who come back can truncate, can cut their avelos short. That does not work, according to the Shach. Me hashmatas hamechaber, right, the Shach is medayik, that gadol habayis is only a chumra, not a kula. And therefore, in a scenario where the gadol habayis would stay in the United States, those who go to the kfur in Eretz Yisrael keep their minion of Shiva, and those who stay over here keep their minion of Shiva, and we don't say your nigra achar gadol habayis. Ad kan divrei hashach, gadol habayis is not ne'emar l'kula. Point one. Point two, the definition of gadol habayis is not at all simple. The Ritz Geyus assumes that gadol habayis means the one who supports the family. The Tshuvas HaRashba, however, seems to disagree. The Tshuvas HaRashba discusses a case when the wife is nifter. So since the husband has a mitzvah of kavura on his wife, says the Tshuvas HaRashba, the husband is by definition the gadol habayis. You get the impression that gadol habayis is based on the one who has a chiyuv of kavura, not based on the support. Now, Reb Fivel Cohen notes in Sifkatin Chaf Beis that shailos of gadol habayis are very complicated, and you should only paskin these shailos if you really know what you're doing. Right? There are certain things that are okay for amateurs to deal with, but professionals have to. Professionals know how to do things differently. Certain issues have to go to professionals. Ad kan, Reb Fivel Cohen. Part of the issue over here is that we very rarely paskin the din of gadol habayis. Again, the din of gadol habayis would mean, according to the Shach, that those who stay in the United States, let's say, would delay beginning avelos until the kavura. That din is not paskind because Reb Kiva Eger notes in Se'if Ches, he quotes a tshuva of the Shemesh Tzedakah, that gadol habayis is only where everyone is living together in the same home. Right? For example, in our world, let's say you have a bunch of married kids, and the mother is nifter. So, yeah, the father is a chi of kavura, right? More than the kids. A baal's chai of likbar is ishto. But since the married kids each live in their own home, and they take care of themselves, so there's no psak of gadol habayis. It's very rare that an issue of gadol habayis would be triggered. Okay, that's point one. Point two. The Mechaber in Se'if Beis notes that we are talking about a case, and this, by the way, is, as we mentioned, the Mechaber very often cuts and pastes from Maimonides, no? Maimonides is the Rambam for you Philistines, right? Now, the Mechaber cuts and pastes from the Rambam. The Rambam says that the case is that they are sending a meis le'ir acheres, and you don't know when he'll be buried. So in that situation, those who turn around, those who decide not to go with the mace, in that situation, they begin avelos right away. By implication, it would sound that, let's say, in our world, where people are in phone contact, no? If you've ever been with a family when there's going to be a kavura in Eretz Yisrael, the family is stateside, they'll be on the phone. No, they're going to want to link in to the Levaya. There are places even, there are people even who do this modern thing called Skype, right, where you could actually see it. So the Cha'ora from the Pashtus Divrei HaMechaber, you get the impression that if you know when the Kavura is, then the Avelos certainly does not begin Ad Shas Kavura. Nachon? However, look in the Badei HaShochan Sifkotin Yud Aleph, that everyone and their uncle disagrees. Everybody assumes that Shas HaAvelos can begin early, even if you know when the Kavura will be, and they give a variety of reasons. One reason that they give is that even though I'll be in phone contact, I know when the kavura is, but I'm making a conscious decision not to be there, so my avilos begins now. Even if I'm in constant phone contact, and I know when the kavura is going to be, I can't possibly be mikushar with them, because they're in Eretz Yisrael, I'm in America, it's very far away. There's no svara that we should be connected. Revival Cohen in the Bani HaShulchan Sif Kotin Yud Aleph gives a number of svaras over here. And by the way, this would be a distinction between Makom Karov and Makom Rachok, effectively, no? Makom Karov, I'm connected with them. Let's say the Levaya, I'll do it like this. Rav Geli was Nifter a few weeks ago, no? The Kavura for the Rav was in Breuer's cemetery in Passaic. Paramus, no? In Paramus, wherever. It's Paramus, no? Yeah. You take Route 4, then you turn right on Forest Road. You know what I'm talking about? No. Okay? Who's from there? Where's the cemetery?
Yeah, it's in Paramus.
It's in Paramus. Shine. Right? So, the Rebbetzin did not go to the Kavura. The Rebbetzin did not begin Shiva until the Kavura was over. Right? Which could be like 2 hours, no? Why not? It was also on a Friday. So this man was a little complicated. It would have been easier for the community if the Rebbe said, beginning Shiva right away. But the halacha is makam karov. You're still makushar with the mace, no? So you don't begin your Shiva until the kavura. That's the halacha. We're talking about when you're going further away. That's what I meant by a distinction between makam karov and makam rachok. Now, the din of Gadol Habayis, the Shach says L'chumra, in the sense of that the Gadol Habayis begins his Shiva at the Kavura, and everyone else delays their Shiva until the Kavura also, right? That's the Tzir in the Shach, correct? So the one who goes to Eretz Yisrael, let's say there is a Gadol Habayis, Gadol Habayis goes to Eretz Yisrael for the Kavura, those who stay behind don't begin their Shiva until after the Kavura, that's what the Shach is saying. Gadol Habayis l'chumra. However, Reb Kiva Eger notes from another Shach, the long Shach in Sifkot and Yud Beis, the Shach that I can tell you I got a headache going through. Right? It's not an exaggeration, Mr. Press, no? It's a very difficult shach. But the shach in Sifkot and Yud Beis, basically, he gives you a short synopsis at the end where he writes, Ha'ola Mizeh, right? The end of Sifkot and Yud Gimel, right? Baruch Hashem, right? The short synopsis is like 25 lines, right? The long shach is like long. What?
Be'er Heitev.
You know what? Be'er Heitev is a lot better than using Yisildei Halacha. I'll give you credit. Okay, so the Shach is long. Reb Kiva Eger notes that the Shach in Sifkot and Yud Beis says, this that those who remain stateside delay the Shiva until after the Kavura because the Gadol Habayis went, that's only if the Gadol Habayis will not come back. However, Lu Yitzuyer, the common case is, no? In other words, according to the Shach, the scenario is, that the Gadol Habayis goes to do the Kavura in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gadol Habayis is going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. In that case, we say that the people who remain stateside delay their Shiva until after the Kavura. However, in the more common situation for us, that the Gadol Habayis, if there is one, will come back and join the rest of the family for Shiva, even if the Gadol Habayis is going to come back all the way at the end, but there's one minyan shiva for the entire mishpacha. That's the shach in Sifkot in Yud Beis. Okay? So should we chazer this, or this is clear enough? Let's chazer. Okay? Mr. Schiff is one vote for chazara. Yeah, Mr. Kornbluth. Mr. Kornbluth is going to disagree with you now. Yeah.
Does that mean if he comes back on day 7, that's when they start shiva?
No. If he comes back on day 7, the shiva began when they turned around, and he finishes his shiva earlier. His Shiva begins from the Kavura, but he'll finish with them when he comes back.
And only if he stays in Eretz Yisrael.
If he stays in Eretz Yisrael, so then he has a different minion than they have.
And they start
And they start from when they turn around. They start from when they say goodbye to the Aron at the airport. And he starts from the Kavura. And he doesn't finish until 7 days after the Kavura.
What's the Nachmina for the Habayis?
What?
What's the Nachmina for the people who stay behind?
Oh, in a Gadol Habayis case? In a Gadol, if it's really a Gadol Habayis scenario, so the people who stay behind should not begin Shiva until the Kavura. So they're going to have like 2 days.
If the
Gadol Habayis is going to Eretz Yisrael, they don't begin Shiva until the Kavura in Eretz Yisrael.
If he stays there,
nachon.
And if he comes back, then...
If he comes back, then they begin right away, and he joins them in their minyan.
Okay.
That's the psak halacha according to the Shach, v'chein pasak halchochmas adam, v'chein hu normative Judaism l'chora, although some rabbonim prav of the dinim of Gadol Habayis, in our world, it's pretty rare. Mr. Ryan!
So he's going
to sit... You have to speak loud, because I'm deaf.
So he's going to sit less than 7 days.
Correct. That's correct.
And in a situation where, let's say, the Kavura is at night in Eretz Yisrael, so then...
We spoke about beforehand, I think yesterday I mentioned the case of Rabbi Bronstein, just asked me, I could begin Shiva, right, before the Misa even happened, theoretically, no? Hey, it's a little bit weird, but I could begin on Monday, and halachically the Misa wasn't until Tuesday. Right, because of the time difference. That's correct. There's going to be another eifin of that in Sif Yud Aleph, but that we'll discuss a different time. Oh. So again, the dinim of Gadol Habayis. It's hard to be magdir what the Gadol Habayis is, bifrat, right? That Reb Kiva Eger knows the Gadol Habayis is only when they're all living together. It's going to be very rare to have a din of Gadol Habayis. If there is a din of Gadol Habayis, it's only lahachmir, says the Shach. And if the Gadol Habayis returns... Then according to the Shach, the din of Gadol Habayis doesn't apply. So far, so good? Baruch Hashem. Now, let me tell you a case. Usually the din of Gadol Habayis doesn't apply. But this past year, I had the following Shaila. There are two brothers in my community. Actually, one of the brothers moved out of my community. The other still lives in the Heights. One moved to West Orange. One is named Jay. The other is named Jerry. Jay and Jerry had a father. They were estranged from their father. The mother got divorced from the father very, very early in their lives. One was three, one was one or something. They basically never knew daddy. Then, as daddy is getting sick, and daddy was mamish, a troubled soul, as daddy is getting sick, daddy finally reaches out to them, and they establish a relationship. Great. So they have some sort of relationship, and the kids are beginning to build a relationship with the father. And Jay, who had been unemployed for a while, by the way, that's not so uncommon in our world, that people are looking for work. Jay, who had been unemployed for a while, just got himself a new job. And Jay tells his brother Jerry, listen, Jerry, if dad dies, don't tell me. Because I'm going now to begin my new job. The first week of his new job, week and a half or something, was like some training down in Maryland. He doesn't want to miss this training, because if he misses the training, he's worried they'll fire him pretty quickly because it's mamish a new job. So Jay tells Jerry, don't tell me if Dad dies. Okay, now guess what happens? Dad dies! Dad dies. Now, Jerry calls me. He says, listen, I know Jay said that, but should I tell Jay? So I'm like beginning to think, like, oh my gosh, what's going on over here? Look in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Ches. Shulchan Aruch Se'if Ches. Mi shemeso kara v'lo yada ad shebo l'mokam shemesham hames o l'mokam kevura im haya b'mokam karov shumahalach yud parso'o she'ev she'yavo b'yom echad afilo bobi yom zayin im matzah menachem eitzo goda habayis afilo shenin aru la'amod ho matzah menachem im ole lo umone imahem tashlum shloshim yom vim lo matzah menachem im mona la'atzmo. Okay? So basically, there is a din that if you don't find out until you come, and you've come home, and you see that your brother is sitting Shiva, and you find out, oh my gosh, if my brother is sitting Shiva, that means my father died. So if you show up even b'yom zayin, if you are coming from a makom karov, you can basically have a few hours of shiva. No, you count with the guy who's sitting shiva. However, if you're coming mimakom rachayk, so then you're mona la'atmo. The Rama adds that this din is true even with any other, if it's not a gadol habayis. Okay, so what I, after discussing this with Rabbi Sabalovsky and with Rabbi Willig, I call Jerry back and I say, listen, Jerry, don't call Jay and tell him that Dad died, right? Where is Jay going to go when he comes back from Maryland? So Jerry says Jay is supposed to come to the Heights to visit our mother, because the mother is also not so well. So I say, okay, when Jay shows up, call me and tell Jay that Dad died, and Jay will sit a little bit of shiva with you. He ended up coming back b'yom vav in the late afternoon. He ended up, I showed up, I say, you know, Jay, your father died, we tear kriya. He sits shiva with his brother for a little bit of yom vav of shiva. The next morning was actually Shabbos when they were getting up from shiva. It just worked out one of those situations that Shabbos is the last day of shiva, so it really was not much. They sat together a little bit on the Friday when he gets back, end of shiva. Even though this din doesn't happen so often in our world, no? But you could orchestrate it, no? Jay didn't realize what he was pulling when he tells Jerry, don't tell me if Dad dies. But what he ended up pulling off is an amazing scenario that Jay sat shiva for an hour. That was the whole bit. Now, frecht era shayla, Mr. Schiff, and then I'll talk about.
What's
Makom Karov? So Makom Karov is until 10 Parsa. This guy's in Maryland. It's not Makom Karov. So the Teretz is... Most poskim assume it's two opinions in the Badei HaShulchan, somewhere and somewhere. Sifkot and Pei Beis. And the Be'urim over there. I don't know. The Badei HaShulchan Tainas. No, not Sifkot and Pei Beis. Sivkot and Samach Zayin. I think that's where it is. Yeah, it's one of these Badei HaShulchan. Sivkot and Samach Zayin, I think, is where it is. I have to... Oh, no. Sivkot and Ayin Aleph. Samach Zayin is also important. We'll talk about that in a minute. Sivkot and Ayin Aleph in the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan says that you could be makel, that the definition of Yud Parsa isn't distance, it's time. Since today we travel faster than they used to, right, you can travel with train, an airplane, no? An automobile. I think that's like the title of a movie or something. Cars, trains, and automobiles, no? Something like that, no? Planes, trains, and automobiles. I think that was a movie in the 80s when I still knew about these things. So Lemaisa, right, Jay was able to pull this scenario off. Rabbi Willard was like amazed that this case could actually happen. Right? But it can. It just takes a little bit of orchestration. The guy had no idea what he was doing. He just didn't want to lose his job, no? But it turned out that halachically, he orchestrated a situation where he kept a very short amount of shiva. But, taka, it happens. This is why you have to know all the dinim. Let me give you another case that I thought would never happen, but it did happen. They got permission from the woman to use her name in this story. There's a woman in my show, Sarah Rieger. Any of you recognize the last name Rieger? Rieger is that her grandfather was Reb Simcha Zelig Rieger, who was the Dayan in Brisk. Reb Chaim's Dayan, no? She comes from good Yichus. She grew up right here in the Heights, in 475 West 186th, because her father, Olav HaShalom, was a Bible professor in YU. Right? Aaron Rieger was a professor of Bible in YU. She grew up in the Heights. She's been like a Heights person, but with real Yichus. She grew up going on fast days to restaurants with Chaim Soloveitchik. None of you got that, but that's real. No? Briskers eat on fast days, no? It's a thing. They're worried about Pikuach Nefesh or something. I don't know. Besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Okay, that's Dr. Sarah Rieger. She's in my shul. So Dr. Rieger had a brother named Simcha Zelig, named after the Zeda of Simcha Zelig Rieger. Simcha Zelig Rieger is on the island of Palau. Palau is in the middle of the Pacific, near absolutely nothing. It actually has the best pro-Israel record in the United Nations, if you want to know about Palau. Right, it's an impressive place. So Simcha Zelig Rieger is on the island of Palau, and he went there basically, and he was really largely estranged from, he has a child, he's largely estranged from a child. It's like a whole complicated story. He's out in Palau, his passport expires, and he has a heart attack on the island of Palau, and he dies. Now, the thing is, when you die in a foreign country and you don't have a passport, the government of the foreign country is not going to release your body, no? Don't try this stunt. Do not try this, right? But yeah, I think even if you do have a passport, it's like not pasha to have your body, to have the body released from a foreign country. So I get a phone call, Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Schwartz, I just heard that my brother died in the island of Palau. So I say, well, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. It's like bad. Are you going to be involved at all in the funeral preparations? She's like, absolutely not. I told my brother not to go to Palau. I told him he should stay with his son. And, like, he didn't listen to me. I'm really angry at him. He wasn't taking his medication. Like a whole drasha. I am not going to be involved. That's it. What do I do about Shiva? Okay, gentlemen, what do you do about Shiva in this case? So there are two cases in Shulchan Aruch that we have to know. Shin Ayin Hei Se'if Dalid, and hey, let's say the city is B'matzar. Let's say there's a siege on the city. So you begin Avelos from when they put the guy in the coffin, even before the Kfura, no? That's if Dalid. Let's say it's Haruge Malchus. Let's say it's somebody the government kills, probably not for Maisim Tovim or whatever. The government kills the guy, so you begin Avelos when you give up on trying to get him out. Okay. So I tell her, you know what? Begin Shiva now. She began Shiva right away, that Motzei Shabbos. She finished her Shiva 7 days later. That's how it works. She finished her Shiva well more than a month before the government in Palau released her brother's body. I think that's correct. That'll be halacha. Because these dinim say that you begin Shiva when you're misyayish on the mace, before the kavura even, no? That's the din. No, it was a little unusual. Right? It doesn't happen that often, but it can happen. That's why you have to know all of these dinim. Now, basically, the fundamental issue, she'olav yesh lodun, is the machlokas between the Netziv of Valoshin and his son-in-law, Reb Rafal Shapiro. Because the Netziv paskind that fundamentally Avelos only begins from Shas Kavura. You see, the case in Se'if Vav, let's say they tell you that the Goyim crucified your relative. It's not such a common shaila that comes up in our world. They tell you that your relative is crucified, so you don't begin the Shiva until he's buried. Says the Netziv, that means that fundamentally speaking, Avelos begins from the Kavura. Only in cases where you could go to the Kavura and you decide not to, only then does Avelos begin when you turn around. But fundamentally, Avelos should begin from Shas Kavura, Azoi Schreibt dem Netziv. That's what the Netziv writes. And we pointed out in our Shiurim Ba'aninos that this is reasonable. If you hold that Aninus does not carry with it Dinam of Avelos. But if the Dinam of Avelos really begin Mishas Misa, but there's a Kula to be Oisip Tzarche Hames, so then what would make more sense is the Shita of Reb Rafal Shapiro Valojan, that Reb Rafal, he wrote the Torah Rafael, no? They have the Torah Rafael on other base measures. Reb Rafal Shapiro felt that in a case where you find out by telegram that a relative died and you're not going to the kavura, so the avelos begins from Shas Shmua, Shas Misa, from the time that you found out the guy died. That's Rebbe Fol. So again, so Netziv says avelos begins Shas Kavura, Rebbe Fol says avelos begins from Shas Misa. L'cha'ora, that's the fundamental question over here. Chacham Avadi Yosef, Tainos, that this machlokes is the same machlokes about when I estimate the 12 months to distinguish between the Shmua Kroiva and the Shmua Rechaika. No? Do I do those 12 months from Shas Misa or from Shas Kavura? That's a machlokes later on in Siman Tov Aleph. Is Misa the Koveya or is Kavura the Koveya? Now the Poskim discuss how we pass in this machlokes between Reb Rafal and the Netziv. Look in the Badi HaShulchan Sif Katin Yud Gimel. Revival Paskins like Reb Rafal, that Avelos really begins from Shas Shmia, from Shas Misa. That's how he Paskins. The reason he Paskins this way is actually interesting in terms of methodology of Halacha. He found that there's a tshuva of Reb Shvira Gain, who says clearly that Shas Misa. Many Achronim, the Moshe Feinstein, Simin Reishon and Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan, they paskin like Reb Rafal. However, the Pnei Baruch, on page 153 in the English, quotes that Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach paskin like the Netziv, as does the Gesher HaChayim on page 185. Gesher HaChayim paskins like the Netziv. This is kind of like the backstory of all the shailas that we have about the Zman of Haskolas Avelos. I should note that Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, had a razzle-dazzle psak here. Reb Moshe says that we pass in halachic debe hamekel ba'avel, even makom tarati desasri. Mishum kach, says Reb Moshe, that Avelos begins from Shas Kavura, but it ends 7 days from Shas Misa. That we will be super duper mekel. Rav Shechter Shlita quotes this in the Ikve Hatzon, page 261. Rav Shechter says that the Rav said that we'll say Halachik Kedemei Amekel Ba'Avel, even B'Makom Tarti Desasri, based on the fact that Halachik Kedemei Amekel Ba'Avel is a broader principle than Safik Derabbanan Rahakel. Hanir Lafi and the Estaiti, that this is against the Taz and the Shach at the end of our Simen. The end of our Simen in Sif Yud Aleph discusses, let's say a person finds out Shemes Lomes after he daven Ma'ariv, no? Let's say you daven early Ma'ariv. Some shuls, my shul stopped doing this a couple years ago. We used to have like an early Ma'ariv in the summer, right? Like the same as making early Shabbos. So you daven Ma'ariv. And then you hear, after Ma'ariv, Shemes Lomes. So is it considered Wednesday already because you daven Ma'ariv? Or we say, no, it's still light. So halachically, it's Tuesday. Right? We spoke about this in Hilchas Nida, in terms of Hefsek Tahara, although as the Shach note in Hilchas Nida, quoting from his father, there might be a difference because Hilchas Nida, A, women don't usually daven, men do. They don't usually daven Ma'ariv, men daven Ma'ariv. B, Hefsek Tahara is something you're deciding to do. Misa happens min HaShemayim. Right? Those are the distinctions that the Shach gives. But the way the Shach and the Taz discuss this sugya, the issue at hand is a potential tarti desasri. How can you assume that Tuesday is day one for Shiva when you're already daven ma'iv and you're making it Wednesday? If Reb Moshe Soloveitchik would be correct that the avelos, we say halach kedibin hamekel, even makom tarti desasri, why not? Why can't I say that I daven ma'iv, but it still is Tuesday for avelos purposes? Now, I don't understand, though. What I don't understand is l'chora, this whole vort of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik is against the Chassam Sofer that the Pesachei Teshuva quotes in Shin Ayin Dalet, Sifkat Neches. Because Maran HaChassam Sofer tainod that we don't say halachik kedifrei hameko ba'avel on shailos that are global shailos. I say halachik kedifrei hameko ba'avel on the shaila and avelos. But let's say it's a shaila about whether yoyim lamed is kelafonov or kelacharov, whether 30 days is considered like day 29, it's like day 31. Right? That's no gear for pidyon haben. That's no gear for kama v'kama halachos. So the Chassam Sofer says, by global shaylos, we don't say halachik kedivei ameko ba'avel. That's only formulated by avelo shayla. L'cha'ora, this shayla as to whether after I daven ma'ariv it becomes Wednesday or it blibes Tuesday, that's a global shayla. Right? I should not be able to say halacha kedivei ameko on that shayla based on the yisod sheyiseid maran ha'chassam Sofer. We should daven mincha. I will tell you about shir tomorrow, based on whether or not they call off this din Torah. Tomorrow, a member of our shir, Yossi Katz, is making a bris for his son after the 7:30 shacharis, which will finish by 11:00.